Well over a century ago, United Methodist Church members started the Jesse Lee Home in Unalaska for children who had been orphaned by disease or needed care while their parents recovered from illness. When the Spanish influenza pandemic wiped out villages along coastal Alaska, the home moved to Seward. And after the 1964 earthquake, it moved again to Anchorage. 125 years later, Alaska Child and Family, the contemporary to the Jesse Lee facility, is celebrating their anniversary this week. Dennis McCarville is president and CEO of the organization. He says the home still has residential facilities, but the goal is to reunite children with their families. He says the organization started to transition to its current form when it moved to Anchorage.
The staff recognized that that there were children that had mental health issues, primarily due to the trauma that they'd experienced in their life. And so there was a clinical component added, and that was starting in the late 60s.
The home has gone from the Jesse Lee Home to Alaska Children's Services, and it is now the Alaska Child and Family. How does this current iteration, Alaska Child and Family, differ from the Jesse Lee Home, and how is it the same?
Well, first of all, the obvious, we've added family into our name. It is because we really do believe that we are not just serving the child, but we're serving the families as well. And that's not a new thing. That's certainly been part of us for many, many years. And I believe that even if you look back to certainly the Seward days, there was also an emphasis on, trying to reunite children with their families. And that's certainly a strong part of who we are. Our goal is to have every child that we serve go back home if they are out of the home. And if we serve them in their home, our goal is to keep them there and not have them need to leave home for treatment.
Are you mainly providing services for young people in South Central, or do you have people come from other places in the state?
We serve children from all over the state. One of the things that we are initiating now, have been for the last year and a half, is trying to reach out to children that are off the road system. We find it very troubling to think that the children and families have to suffer so much off the road system to even get services. So we are working to set up treatment foster homes in the Bethel area and up the Kuskokwim River. And if we can be successful there, we'll look out elsewhere. But at this point, that's where we're working. We certainly serve children from that area in our Anchorage programs, but we'd really like to get off the road system and really help children and families where they are instead of having to come to Anchorage.
Dennis McCarville is the president and CEO of Alaska Child and Family. A multi-denominational worship service happens tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, followed by a silent auction and celebration at the ConocoPhillips building in downtown Anchorage.